Okay, my friends. So today we are reading a story called King Jack and the Dragon. It was written by Peter Bentley and Helen Oxenbury. And it is read today by Mommy. And what is your name? What is your name?
I am Dog.
He is Dog. We read that story a couple days ago.
I am Dog.
And what stuck with
dog.
Us?
What?
Well, I will be Queen Mommy, and you can be Dog.
Dog.
Let's do it. Let's see who this King Jack and this dragon is, shall we? Okay. Jack, Zack, and Casper were making a den, a mighty great fort for King Jack and his men. And in the picture, we can see that King Jack looks like a little boy, maybe?
Yeah.
And maybe Zack is his friend, and maybe Casper is a baby. Casper baby. A big cardboard box and old sheets and some sticks and a couple of trash bags and a few broken bricks. Oh, very nice. So the box kind of set the body of it.
Where's the broken bricks?
They're using that to hold down the sheet. You see? So it doesn't blow away. They're very clever boys. A fine royal throne from an old ragged quilt. A drawbridge, a flag, and a castle was built.
"Prepare to do battle, brave knights,"
cried King Jack.
"Protect your king's castle from dragon attack."
Whoa, they are excited about that. They spent the whole day fighting dragons.
One.
Friends, when I turned the page, I was not prepared. So, on the page before, we see the boys and their tent castle, and it looks very nice, and it looks like they're having a great time. But when you turn the page, these are some scary-looking dragons. And there's a bunch of them.
One, two, three.
Uh-huh.
Three
on one page and two on the other. But goodness gracious, what mighty monsters. And beasts. Oh, I was not prepared for this either. Why, when you turn the page again, there are some scary looking monsters on this page. All kinds of sort of...
One page there's three mm-hmm. monsters, and on the other there's four.
Well, let's see. Actually, I think there might be four on this one too. One, two, three, four. And then...
One, two, three, four, five.
Goodness, there are quite a few monsters.
Equals 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Yeah, there's 9 beasts all together. Oh my goodness. Rawr, says the little boys as they scare away these mighty foes and dragons and beasts who flee for their lives because he has a sword. And returned to their stronghold for fabulous feasts.
"We'll all sleep the night in the fort,"
said King Jack. But then a giant came by and went home with Sir Zack. And it looks to me like Zack does not want to go home with his father at all. Mm-hmm. He is pulling on him. "No, I want to stay. I want to stay." And I don't blame him. Because if you had spent the whole day in a marvelous castle fighting against all sorts of frightening-looking things, why, you'd probably want to stay there all night long, wouldn't you? Marvelous.
"Two can fight dragons, no problem,"
Jack said. And then another giant came and took Casper to bed. Oh, there goes Casper the baby. He had a pacifier in his mouth the whole time anyways, so I guess he couldn't really do a whole lot of shouting to warn them about the dragons and the beasts. Could he?
Yeah.
Wrapped up in his blanket, Jack sat on his throne.
"All right, then,"
he said.
"I'll fight dragons alone."
But then a strong gust of wind made the trees start to quiver.
"It's nothing,"
thought Jack with a hint of a shiver. A mouse scampered over the roof.
"Skitter, scurry. It's nothing,"
thought Jack.
There's no reason to worry.
Rup, croaked a frog.
It's nothing,
thought Jack. There's a frog that was outside. You know, frogs can be kind of loud, can't they?
There's no
reason to worry.
Yeah.
As he switched on his light in the deepening black.
Toohoo!
Called an owl.
It's nothing,
Jack said, as he pulled up his blanket right up over his head. Then suddenly, brave King Jack's heart skipped a beat. He could hear something coming. A thing with 4 feet. Oh, do you think it's another dragon? I don't know. It was outside the drawbridge. King Jack gave a yelp.
A dragon! A dragon, Mommy! Dad, help!
He wished he was anything else but a king, as the drawbridge fell open and there stood the thing. But wait a minute, hold on, hold on. Now, in the picture, we can kind of see...
It's kind of like his mom and his dad.
You think it's his mom and his dad? Well, hold on, now let's take a look at this. I can see...
1, 2, 3, 4.
There's definitely 4 legs. And that looks like toes. These are flip-flops, aren't they?
Yeah.
And these might be, there's 2 eyes. Are those eyes or are they?
Flashlights.
Oh, we're sorry, said Mommy, if we gave you a fright. But it's time for brave kings to come in for the night.
And kings who fought dragons all day need a bath,
said Dad, as he lifted King Jack off the path.
I knew you weren't really a dragon,
yawned Jack, as he bravely rode home on the big giant's back. And then in the very last picture, we see King Jack without his crown, but he still has his sword, and he is fast asleep in his bed.
There is a monkey singing.
But he is still safe and sound, isn't he?
Yeah, but then there's a gorilla on his bed.
Well, sometimes you gotta have a monkey on your back. That's just how it is. but it is good to know that he did have a mommy and daddy right there with him the whole time. And I think he was safe. And so were his friends. And I think it's very cool. You know what? Seeing this boy play with his baby brother and his best friend kind of reminds me of another little boy I know who used to play with a boy who had a baby brother. And that's pretty cool, huh?
And that kid's name was Raven. And yeah. The baby brother was named Dwight.
That's right. You guys had a pretty good time playing, didn't you? Yeah. And that, my friends, is
Baputututu.
Wait, what? Huh? What? It's what? Oh, goodness. I think we've got a case of the sillies. It's the end.
Thanks so much for listening to today's story. If you wanted to get a copy of this story, I have got a great tool I wanted to make you aware of. You can pop over to amazon.com/shop/storytimewithphilipandmommy, and you will see I've created a list for every month of the year, and in each list, I have put links for every story that we have read in that month. So you can easily find a link to the story so you can purchase it for yourself. And of course, this all goes to help support our podcast so we can get new materials. And of course, don't forget, you can also pick up your copy of the Storytime with Philip and Mommy book, The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon. And of course, we always hope that you guys enjoy our stories. And we want to say thank you so much for listening.